Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner with the Invisibles, and we are back, so let's go ahead and get started. Alright, I traded virginity for vice. There's music coming from somewhere, Pink Floyd, post-Sid. The sky's unraveling into super speed threads as windowpane acid explodes into the eight brains of Gideon Stargrave and the lovely Jenny Shaw. Cold thrill of the Thames spray. High velocity. Don't shoot until you see the weird luminous bulb blues of their eyes. Hope I die before I get old, baby. Jenny, 15, proud professor of the Miss Evelyn Cruikshank Junior Championship, Honey Shield, and former third form dukes of St. Hilary's in Kent, aims her M16 and fires. Bang! Wizard praying, old bean! Gideon Stargrave is wearing mirrored Ray-Ban shades, a purple crushed velvet frock coat with matching bell-bottom trousers, a lemon-filled shirt from Mr. Fish, paisley underpants from Marks and Spencer, and high-heeled Chelsea's boots from Shelley's Shoes. There's music coming from somewhere, Doppler shifting crazily. London's aflame, going down like the Titanic into the void of chaos. It's the second law of thermodynamics, honey. Everything tends toward disorder. Gideon Stargrave and Entropy in the UK. 2. My boyfriend taught me bionic sex. What? Eek! Jenny orgasms as she dies. Air bursts of blood like liquid fireworks, slow motion plasma, neutrophils, lymphocytes, several hundred million red cells rich in hemoglobin shimmering in the sunlight. Typo, common as muck. Christ's wishes can come true. Go. Sorry, I had to move that. The Magna are closing in. Raggedy Crow men from the anti-clock world. Helicopter blades chattering like a speed freak on overdrive. Bullets chop merrily through the speedboat's engine. Things are looking bleak. Bloody hell, I wonder if I left the gas on at home. There's music coming from somewhere. Waves of pain. It's getting hard to breathe. Music. He's sure it's the Floyd. Pain comes flooding in. Gideon Stargrave sets controls for the Heart of the Sun. King Mob, I've been waiting a long time. Excuse me. I've been waiting for this a long time. I do hope you're ready for a little chat. Part 1. Dandy. Don't just cut off his ear. Slice away little bits at a time. You can do the same with his nose, his eyelids, and his lips. Facial mutilation can be very psychologically devastating. Or how about this? If you are going to gouge an eye, do it slowly, taking care not to damage the optic nerve. Then you can leave the eyeball hanging on his cheek, still functioning. His brain will still receive the vision information, but it will be unable to turn away or close eyelids as, for example, you mutilate his genitals. Ooh, that's disgusting. It's really sadistic. Physical interrogation techniques by Crozier. It's the standard text here. I'm rather hoping you'll force me to resort to surgical instruments. What's happening? What is his place? Oh God, I need a doctor. I can't breathe. You have collapsed the lung, the result of a gunshot wound inflicted by Commander Brody. I can assure, however, that this is the very least of your problems. Fortunately for you, we do have a doctor on hand. Dr. Franklin? What are you? Don't wait, just what are you doing to me? Is it money? Who is Gideon Stargrave? Is that your real name? What? Why are you asking me this? Because I can see inside your bloody head. You can't lie to me. Don't try. Prophecy. Biggles pulls it off. The London Hive hums and resonates, jamming radio wave bands with high-speed digital transmissions. Deep in its gothic honeycomb core in a candlelit egg chamber of stained glass, the vast and immobile genetic factory thing, which once upon a time was the young Queen Victoria II, releases weather fronts of ultra pheromones, summoning her legions to swarm. Gideon Stargrave, the last man on Earth, never one for prayers, hums Babies in Black and activates the bomb release while Boots, the last cat on Earth, farts nervously, sensing death. Time stops. He's the main character in the book I'm working on. Please, I'm a writer. My name's Kurt Morrison. I wrote the Killing Moon. Oh God, this is insane. It's just a book. Just listen to me. Please don't hurt me. I'm only... You're King Mob, damn you. God damn you. There's some kind of antichrist... Excuse me. There's some kind of anarchist group from the 60s, aren't they? King Mob. Look, I don't... No, I don't know what you want me to say. Please. It's just the character in my book. I'm not political. This is a mistake. Then who's the transvestite next door? He told us he was one of your people. He told us you were King Mob after we peeled the skin from his fingers. You can still save him by talking. My people? What's Fanny's my girlfriend. My boyfriend, I mean. Please, I need to get to a hospital. Please. Cairo, September 94. Ask yourself this question. Why is it that our species seems so dedicated to the complete destruction of its environment? Why do our actions appear to run counter to our survival? How do we explain humanity's restless consumption of it all that lies in its path? How do we account for the hunger that is ravaging the earth? I don't know, Elfade. What's the punchline? Have you ever watched a caterpillar on a leaf, my friend? Have you seen the way it devours everything in its path? Things repeat themselves on all scales, from the smallest to the largest. As above, so below. All I'm asking for is a glass of water, darling. God, it's like talking to a Trappist monk. He told us everything. King Mob told us everything. We know who you are. What? What are you talking about? Everybody's talking about King Mob as if I'm supposed to know what the hell it means. Why can't I make a phone call? If you're going to charge me with murdering that lunatic in my flat, I want to speak to a lawyer. I'm entitled to know who you are. You're not entitled to anything. What's this about Brody? Are you trying to tell me you killed Brody? It was self-defense. That madman was going to shoot me. Is Kirk all right? What do you people want? Can I please have some water? I'm completely dehydrated. No. No water. Well, how about some lightener powder, darling? My nose must be visible from Mars. Take your hands off me. You'll talk, I promise you. You will talk. By God, you're the most pathetic, ludicrous, ugly creature I've ever seen. You must really work on those pickup lines if you want to score, darling. Ugh. He's lost a lot of blood. It's going to be hard to keep him alive. His name is Kirk Morrison. He writes horror novels, the sort of illiterate trash one finds in airports and supermarkets. That or his name is Gideon Stargrave, and not only has he traveled here from a succession of parallel realities, he's also resurrected himself on more than one occasion. Occam's razor, not to mention common sense, favors the former, but... Is he King Mob? He has several piercings and this tattooed at the base of his spine. He fits our descriptions, but so would any number of men, particularly if they were involved in the fetish subculture, as this one claims he is. But is he King Mob? Mustar, I just don't know. Not yet. Why in God's name did Brody have to shoot him? He could die before he... What are you doing? What's that noise? One of the Archons walks nearby. He's coming from the direction that can't be pointed to. He's ready to intersect. For God's sake, you're not bringing one of them. I wasn't told about this. I'm not prepared for the interface. Please, God. Dear God. He doesn't come to us. We go to him. Bow down, slave. Adore the king of all tears. I remember talking to this guy. I'd been told he had throat cancer, but instead of panicking, he decided to treat the cancer cells as familiars. You know, like animal allies. Totem cancer cells. It's brilliant. The cancer talks to him. It stopped growing now and bonded to his vocal cords. There's some kind of new structure there. It takes control of his voice sometimes and describes other worlds or predicts the future. He's even got a name for it. Cho! Casper, the friendly tumor. Cho! Fanny and King Mob are really, really late now. I can't stop thinking about that death card you pulled out yesterday. I got a bad feeling. I know. I think something's gone wrong. So what are we gonna do? You go to King Mom's place. Cho! And I go see a band. Brr. Deja vu. You're sweating like a pig, Matlock. Do yourself a favor and put the gun down. Shut it, Harper. I've got you banged to rights, you bastard. You're shaking like a leaf, mate. Come on. You don't want to go to distance. I'm warning you. Shut your... Breep, peep, torf, bleep, peep, Harper, You, what, Flint, is that you, Guy Noir? Bloody hell, this is a turn lip for the books. It's, what, they've reopened Division X? Well, Christ all bloody mighty, ka-chow! Is it working yet? Has it begun to work? Cairo, September 94. There, forget what you know and look at it, my friend. What does it remind you of? The Invisible Man? The ancient Egyptians developed a highly sophisticated technology of mortality and beyond. The mummified body is not what we think. It is a symbol. Look, it's simple. That mummy is a cocoon, see? That is why we are all devouring our environment. Man, like the caterpillar or the maggot, is a creature in its larval stage. We consume to fuel our imminent metamorphosis. Fleur! There's no way out. There's no hope. No reprieve. There's a blood on your chin, Sir Miles. Is everything all right? I'm fine. Where did I put my bloody handkerchief? Will a paper tissue do? It's all over, you know. I don't care how strong you think you are. In an hour or two, you'll be begging to betray everyone you've ever known. Ugh. In an hour or two, you'll be trading your bloody soul for just a moment without pain. Not surprisingly, after being fried in the nuclear holocaust, it destroyed the world in another 1972, then waiting 423,000 years to be reborn into a new universe, Stargrave is looking forward to a bit of the old ultraviolence. I wonder if that's to the 10th power. Nice and smooth. I'm having really confused memories of the royal wedding, Gideon. I'm sure I saw Prince Charles on telly marrying something like a jellyfish, but now he's got some blonde with red cheeks and puppy fat. There are more realities these days than there are television channels. Ballad of John Yoko. Excuse me, the Ballad of John and Yoko ends with his murder. Thunt. Yeah, isn't it brilliant? Thatcher wants to have Charles burned in a wicker man this summer. She reckons it'll bring down inflation. And did you see that old goat Reagan describing me as a false crisis emergency broadcast last night? I'm really peeved. Never mind, sweetheart. We still got each other. We'll always have incest. And as Genevieve and Gideon Stargrave press tongue to tongue, it must be kept in mind that incest has long been regarded as a sacred prerogative of royalty and divinities. $1 million for that heap? Come on, Harry, the steering's knackered and the stereo doesn't work. Now steady, Mr. S. Now steady on, Mr. S. I'm cutting me own throat here. Ever since the whatchamacallit, the collapse of capitalism, the American surplus gear has been fetching very nice prices. I mean, I've got a dodgy bloke in Iraq who's had his beady eye on this little lot. It's lucky for you, I'm patriotic. $800,000 is yours. What do you say? $700,000, but only if you throw in a couple of missiles. With the warheads this time. You're a brutal man, Mr. S. You'll see me into a pauper's grave. So where are you headed then? Somewhere nice, eh? Washington first, I reckon. I'm cultural imperialism coming home to roost. Then I fancy nuking New York. I want it to look like it does at the end of Planet of the Apes. Airborne. Music on Stargrave's earplug-sized tape player. The Beatles, The Move, The Shop Assistants, The Mixers, The Jesus and Mary Chain, The Times, The Television Personalities, The Pastels, The Six Pistols, The Five Buzzcocks, and The Birds. Radar invisible, skimming like a stone, the bomber sidles up on Washington, D.C. The Pentagon is burning. The streets are choked with rioters and dead National Guardsmen. Stargrave toggles the bomb release with a vague sense of deja vu. It's going to be a hot time in the old town tonight. What do you want? Information? You won't get it. By hook or by crook, we will. We will. It's a time machine, Gideon. Isn't it wonderful? Yes, but what exactly do you mean by time, Dr. Cohen? Always the same old story, isn't it? I do not think, therefore I am. The rebels are all very clever when it comes to criticizing the social order, but they're not so quick to suggest any alternatives. Do you have any useful ideas on how we might improve this society you seem to hate so much? You, the Polish boy. Star Zarzewski. I'd burn all the churches, sir. Tear down the government buildings. Blow it up. Blow it all up. No more. I know what this nonsense is. You're trying to use it as a shield. It won't work. It's all falling. Falling apart. Your mind is ours now. Can you feel your head splitting, opening up to me? You'll tell us everything. You asked me earlier what this place was. I'll tell you. This is the worst place in the world. This is room 101. For God's sake, don't hurt me. I don't know any hurt crap splat. The drug appears to be taking effect. How long can we keep him alive? As long as it takes, I suppose, and longer if possible. Very well. Recline the chair, Dr. Frankland. Well, you've had quite enough time to think. What? And you've had your chance to do this the easy way. So let's get you out of the waiting room and into the surgery, shall we? Oh, God, don't hurt me. Please just listen. Listen to me. Now, are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin. To be continued. Gideon Stargrave wrestles with the wheel of the Leta Manali bus. It's the Leta Manali bus. And muses bitterly upon the way in which unpredictability can become so predictable sometimes. The Tibetan rite is known as Chold, you see, Mr. Stargrave. The shamans of Bon Po would offer up their own flesh to be eaten by fierce demons. You're going a little fast. By contemplating their own dismemberment, the initiates learn to identify not with the physical body, but... Ah! Don't let me stop you, Dr. Gupta. You're the Jimi Hendrix of comparative mythology. Tasin Gupta swallows hard, knowing deep inside his heart that, in spite of his Oxford education, his impressive literary credentials, his social standing and the respect of his academic peers, in spite even of his pride in two fine sons and life well spent, Karma Bloody Karma intends to have the last laugh by casting him in the demeaning role of comedy high caste Hindu. He imagines himself as Peter Sellers in Gupta drag, while overhead the tulpa double of Gideon Stargrave, cultivated in a hyperdimensional hologram orchard no less, continues its melodramatic assault. All over the world, the same ritual experience the holy man is taken up by the spirits of the demons, who strip him of his flesh and remake his body, always introducing it to some alien element. Always introducing into it some alien element, like the magic box or stone. Always teaching the initiate a secret speech, the tantric tongue, the Dakini, or twilight language. Christ! There we go. That's a little more lifelike, realistic. I'm afraid I've just run over a holy cow, Dr. Gupta. Oh my goodness, no! 48 years of devotion up in bloody smoke! Gideon Stargrave in Entropy in the UK, Part 2, Messiah. It's not my fault we're hurtling towards disaster. Zen-crazed aerial madman just won't take no for an answer, Doctor. Christ, the mad bastard's shooting up the tires. How am I supposed to maintain control of the bloody bus? All things considered, there's absolutely no escape from this hellish situation. I'm prepared to take the coward's way out, if you are. It's reincarnation or nothing. What? But what about my crazy karma, you crazy colonial oppressive bastard? What if I'm reborn as a bloody white man? I'm afraid we'll just have to cross that bridge when we come to it, Dr. Gupta. Go towards the light, Doctor. Oh my goodness gracious me! No more of this nonsense, these Gideon Stargrave stories. We want the truth, now! We know you're not this Kirk Morrison. Your King Mob will stop if you talk. Do you remember what we did to your hands, Dr. Frankland? Let's see what we have here in this bucket. Look, little bits of you. The first little bits of you we took. Remember when you were screaming? Was that an hour ago or was it only moments? Do you have any idea what was happening to you then? No. You refused to cooperate. You brought this upon yourself. I'd like to show you something now. A mirror. I'd like you to see what we've had to do to your face. Programmable necrotizing fasciitis bacteria. Something new. One simply types the relevant data into the rogue cell RNA and sets it loose. I can make it stop. Plastic surgery is still an option, but no one will ever want you again. Do you understand? I can make it stop. All you have to do is supply us with the names of your contacts in the organization. World's greatest dad, it says. Disease face. Who is Mr. Six? Who is Jolly Roger? Who is Tom O'Bedlam? Do you understand me? The pain will stop if you talk. I bloody know you're King Mob, damn you. I'm not. God damn you. Why can't I get into his head, Franklin? Why can't I get anything from him but fragments of preposterous stories? I thought you said this Key 17 stuff was foolproof. The drug scrambles perceptual information reaching the secondary visual cortex. It makes him unable to tell the difference between the word describing an object and the object itself. I mean, it's all very well, Sir Miles, but I'm still waving the flag for actually using the instruments. That's out of the question. He's not to be mutilated. He is to be broken. His spirit and dignity are to be crushed beyond repair. But he's not. Do you understand me? Not to be injured. Those are the orders. Yoo-hoo! Yoo-hoo! T, sorry for barging in, but the door was open. Technically, I'm off duty today, but they asked me to come in special. No, please, come in. I'll have a cup of tea if you don't mind. No sugar. And, a fruit club. What about the young man? Should I ask him if he wants anything? No, nothing for him, thank you. I'll be here for another hour. Do you get a nice bacon roll in the... Do you a nice bacon roll in the microwave if you get peckish? That would be lovely, thank you. Let's see. He can't die. I don't know what this is. He's unconscious again. He's bleeding to death from the gunshot wound, Sir Miles. He's going to die anyway. Let me use the tools and I'll have a bastard squawking in a jiffy. He can't die, Franklin. If he dies, there's a cold-blooded bitch in the room next door who'll happily deliver me into the hands of the bloody Archons for a quick spin around the suburbs of hell. If he dies, I'll blame you. Make him conscious. If I have to break my way in, I will. Bloody Special Branch won't tell us a thing. It's a weird one, this, isn't it? Why would a millionaire author want to live in a squat in Brixton? I can't figure it out. Some people do anything to avoid paying rent. The wife loves this Kirk Morrison stuff. Mad on horse she is. It'll break her apart if we had to put him away and he can't write anymore. Maybe I can find her some unpublished stuff among this lot. What exactly are we looking for here, sir? The usual. Subversive literature, weapons, letters, anything dodgy. Weapons. Do me a favor. The most dangerous thing here is a bloody stapler. Maybe he's planning to staple the Prime Minister to his desk and overthrow the country? Eh? I don't know, do I? Just throw everything in a box and let them sort it out back at the department. It's quite good, this. Shit. Going somewhere in a hurry, love? Central Australia, February 94. That's Uluru for you, mate. According to the old fellas, it's a naval of Australia. 3/4 of the bugger's under the ground. It's the biggest single piece of rock on the planet. It's the heart of the world. Look at it, embedded right there in the side of the earth. It's the magic stone. Nah, it's the naval of Australia, mate. Go ask the old bloke. See if he don't tell you the same thing. All right, Gadia. This is the bloke King Mob I was telling you about. King Mob. What mob's that? Got a dreaming? Scorpion. Got one tattooed on me arse. It's a smart white fella knows his own dreaming. Smarter one knows his own arse. Yeah. Gotta watch them scorpions. Them fella sting bad. Heard you talking about the rock. Got plenty zhang that place. Lots of spirit power, eh? Can you hear me? Yeah. I want to go into the rock, Joey. I want to meet the serpent. I am an initiated man. That was some trick you pulled off today, mate. Joey's a clever man, you know. Lawman. Joey's been to the moon and back. No white fella's ever been allowed in the rock. That's a sacred place. I'm not a white fella, Jerry. I'm a scorpion dreaming. I'm there with you, tiptoeing through those dusty, twisting corridors of locked doors. That's where you keep all the damp, wet things, isn't it? Slimy things. Secrets. You'll feel better if you help me open the doors and let those horrible things out into the light. Just let me open this old... Don't be such a baby, Miles. It's only for an old fox. Oh, excuse me. It's only an old fox, for heaven's sake. Oh, do hurry up and blood him, Rupert. It's frightfully cold. That's it. There you go, old man. You're one of us now. Ugh! God! One of us! Oh, dear God! Sir Miles! Is he King Mob? No one, normal, would have the kind of defenses I encountered in his mind. He's been trained. It's like mirrors, stories inside stories. My own, memories reflected back at me. I can't go in there again. You're asking me to put my sanity at risk. You've been a useful servant, Sir Miles, but I'm beginning to think that blue-blooded arrogance of yours has made you forget your position in the hierarchy. Get down on your knees. What? Down. Now let me ask you again. Is he this writer, this Kirk Morrison? Is he Gideon Stargrave, or is he King Mob? Perhaps he's all three. Yes, I'm convinced he is King Mob. You're forgetting that little word, mistress. Good, you've made quite a few mistakes recently, haven't you? I'm giving you a chance to redeem yourself in the eyes of our masters. They may even consider you as a candidate for modification. It's quite an experience, believe me. I want you to go back into his mind, Sir Miles, but you won't go alone this time. Come and take communion from me. Look, there's no need for this, Miss Dwyer. I'll try again. I'm sure if I work on him. Please, we've wasted enough time. Don't be coy, Sir Miles. If I was pretending to be your nanny, you'd pay me good money for this. There, drink up your medicine. Let them into you. Ugh, bite harder. You get one warning. Get your hands off of me, or I'm going to put your ass on that floor. Yeah, right, sweetheart. Heart, I'd love to see... Hit! Huff! Oi, what's going on there? Hold it! Yeah, right, officer. Huff! Huff! Get after her! Move it! Stop, right where you are! Stop or I'll shoot! Shit! Christ, jump in, Donna! Who the hell are you? Brinsley Wellington, Scourge of Babylon and All Place Constable. And there's nothing I like more than the sound of Donna making trouble from the lawmen. Don't suppose a fine-looking woman like you got an old man waiting back home. Brinsley, you just get me back into my town and my phone number's yours. Follow the Wangina men, mate. The fellas on the walls, don't look back. I'll wait here for you just in case you make it back. Kiss my arse, Jerry. Christ! Jesus Christ almighty! And then it's all happening so fast, that noise. I'm scared. No, there's a red thing. Mabarbalith? I'm trying to run, but it's everywhere. It's coming from inside, too. The world's going flat. Falling away. X-ray cinema. Things folding. Through one another. Can't describe it. Noise like like water sizzling on a hob. It's me. It's molecular motion. Tiny teeth. A million sharp little teeth stripping me into nothing. Chewing me into atomic dust. It's cough. They tell me I can get away from the pain by not identifying with the body. That's the point of the pain. That's why they do it. It's the shock makes me remember. What's he saying? He's delirious. Rambling. A swarm of tiny particles all reflecting something in me. Not much mirrors. They're talking. I'm talking. Quabellalexic neurostasy. Transmatter elliptic cryptic hypnosis. Ectogens. Infoplacental hallucinogenic systems. What is this gibberish? Sounds like he's speaking in tongues. His temperature and pulse are completely out of control. We could be losing him, Sir Miles. Don't die on me, damn you! Sir Miles, are you sure you're all right? You look. It's the milk, Franklin. It's alive in me. Tiny viral machines in our milk. Cellular biocomputers like some kind of intelligent infection. The Archons manifesting through the disease, thinking my thoughts. This is your fault, you bastard. In God's name, stop fighting and tell us what we want to know. Let us in, damn you! No! God. Good God, those things! What's happening? Everything's disintegrating. His mind is... I'm in his... Smells of opium, smoke, and musk, and dried flowers. The ancient moon shedding its skin of light, becoming young again. A red curtain parts, beaded with sweat. I'm tasting her precious waters and liquors. Time is all wrong. I'm afraid of her, cannibal queen of extinction. I love her. She's the destroyer, the spider dancer on the funeral pyre of time and space. God help me, she's like an ocean, a virgin rising from the menstrual foam. I'm losing myself, Franklin. Corpse goddess stinking of death and lust and... The thunderbolt bolt strikes the bell. I'm fire snake ripping up through the spinal channels. Detonations ascending the royal road, unfolding into a thousand petaled lotus, the universal engine. The light of a million moons rising in her, in me, in... Oh! My God! It's some kind of debased sex ritual. What were you trying to do? What was the purpose of the ritual? What were you... So this, you headed back home, then. Had enough of the bright lights? Yeah, something like that. McGowan, it's the bloody McGowan boy. They were searching for the boy, and they found him. This is King Mob. I've broken him. Ugh! No more! Somebody help me! Can't take any more! Get someone to alert our agents, the boys in Liverpool. He's ours, all of them. We've got them, Franklin. By God, we've bloody got them. Robin, get your ass in gear, girl. Something bad's happened to King Mob and Fanny. We got big problems. Uh-huh. Big solutions, too. Rawr! Shit! Don't you worry about a thing, little sister. Jim Crow's in the house. Uh-oh. Here we go. This is going to get interesting now. Next, Revolt Into Style. Looks like a little bit like Duke Nukem in a way. I'm in his mind. God. Good God. Look at it. I'm in his mind, Franklin. It's like dreaming someone else's dream. There are memories falling all around me like dead leaves cracked and yellow. Real memories. No more pathetic cover stories. No more Kirk Morrison, the writer. No more Gideon Stargrave, the character. I see the truth now falling all around me. Morrison is the fiction. As for Stargrave, he was born Gideon Starozewski in Krakow, 1960? 61? His father was a Polish artist. His mother, an English political radical. He returned to England with his mother and grew up in a high-rise flat in Chelsea. That little portable record player in his bedroom clanging raucous music filling his head with adolescent drivel, anarchy, insurrection. I am an antichrist. Quite the little rebel, aren't we, Starozewski? Oh, okay. It's 1981. He's singing in a pop group. The Five. He has a breakdown of some kind. There are links with occult groups and leads. That's where he hears of them. The Invisible. The Invisibles. And in 1985, he writes his first horror novel, Dis. It's published under the pseudonym Kirk Morrison. The second book is Lord Worm. By 1988, he's rich. That's what he wanted. The royalties pay for the search. He's getting closer all the time. Still not used to the heat. The barking dogs. Is this India? Something happens here. I can see what it is, but something happens to him here. He still thinks he can hide his thoughts from me. He's wrong, Franklin. I'll tear his mind to shreds if that's what it takes. There are elements of this whole business which you're not authorized to comprehend. Just be thankful you don't have to answer to Miss Dwyer and her supervisor in the other room. That aside, I appreciate your concern. What? I didn't say anything, Sir Miles. I was about to question the effectiveness of this psycho mumbo jumbo as a method of interrogation. I was about to say, be careful. Your nose is bleeding again. Yes, yes, I see. This sort of work often affects space-time perception. Perhaps you'd be so kind as to fetch me a paper tissue, Franklin. I seem to have mislaid my handkerchief. Now, my boy, you can see what we can... You've seen what we can do. Even your thoughts are no longer your own. There's nowhere left to hide. Don't you think you've suffered enough? I can easily take from you the information I need, but I'd much rather hear it from you. We don't want to betray your friends against your will. We want you to do it because you know that is your duty. We do not merely destroy our enemies, we change them. Do you understand what I mean by that? Here, what are you up to? So you've decided to speak to me, have you now, darling? Maybe you're getting as bored and tired as I am. Don't come the darling with me, mate. Let's see what you've got there. Well, I didn't think I was ever going to get anything out of you, so I decided to make a little friend to speak to. Excuse me, we don't need that. Do you like him? Does he remind you of anyone you know? I wonder, what should I call him? Sir Miles, maybe. I can still save you. I want to save you. I want you to have clear thoughts, a clear mind. I want to help you grow beyond this adolescent frustration you feel. The need to prove yourself, to step out from your mother's shadow. You think you're fighting for freedom? From what? From whom? Your chains are imaginary. The mass of the people are free, free to live and work and die. How dare you presume to liberate them from their comfortable lives? How you must loathe yourself to eat, so eager to struggle against anything but your own inadequacy. The truth is you long to be like us, but because you cannot fit into society, you dream of overthrowing it. What is this infantile urge to destroy that which others have labored to build? I take it you are familiar with Orwell's 1984, political pornography jeweled over by those who talk of freedom yet thrilled to depictions of absolute control. Let me show you how far beyond those ideas we have gone. Look at my hand. I'm holding up five fingers. How many do you see? All you have to do is surrender and see things our way. Stop fighting and all your pain will end. For four fingers. Of course, that is what you see, but four is only a word. Have you ever wondered why we talk of spelling? There is a spell word, an abracadabra, implanted in the brain of every English-speaking child, the root mantra of restriction, the secret name of a mighty hidden demon. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Oh, Y, Z, D. Okay. The name and all the names it generates were designed to set limits upon humanity's ability to express abstract thought. What you see depends entirely upon the words you have to describe what you see. Excuse me. What you see depends entirely upon the words you have to describe what you see. Nothing exists unless we say that it does. The drug we gave you is called Key 17, and with its help we can conjure reality out of a few words scrawled on paper. When you were young, you spent hours writing with your left hand, didn't you? You were trying unconsciously to break the alphabet spell our teachers placed on you. A brave and imaginative effort, my boy, but quite worthless. What do you want me to see? Excuse me. It is not enough to see. It is enough to say that you see. You must believe. You must want to believe with all of your heart. Key 17 will help you to believe. Resist all you like. This is only the beginning of day one. Sometimes it can take a great deal of time and a great deal of pain before a mind is set right. And if you do not submit to me, others less gentle will come, I can assure you of that. They will break you open. When their work is done, you will be incapable of human feeling, no more love or hope or friendship. You will be an empty, abject thing. It will be better for you to... What is this? What are you hiding behind that last door? Do you really want me to break it down? Are you prepared to face the trauma of a forced entry? There, that's better. Show me your life, my boy. Hand it over and I'll take good care of it. Tell me how you were contacted by the Invisibles. Tell me how you became King Mob. What is this place? Franklin, I'm in some sort of courtyard. It's hot and I can smell sweat. At some kind of training school. Is this Africa? North Africa? Show me more. I gave you every opportunity. I told you I would smash it down if I had to. We could have done this the easy way, my boy, but if you want me to break you, I will. You all break in the end. You all serve us in the end. At some kind of monastery, a man named Elfiad, a woman with cropped silver hair, the great secret. We need a location for this place, Franklin. This is where they train their soldiers. It's cold, but we don't feel the cold. It's like walking on the edge of a razor blade. The concentration. Why are we walking backwards? We can't see what's there on the path. It's so... Ah, we've been stung, the shock of it right up on my leg. Christ, it must be a snake, a scorpion. Venom in the blood. It's there, it's like a door in his brain. It's opening up, my God, Franklin. It's like a flower, like playing cards. Something's there, waiting for us. Entities, presences. I hear the drumbeats of assassin gods. They've come to teach me. It's horrible, the things they're showing me. How to destroy souls? What's happening here? Show me, damn you. Stop resisting. Stop hoping that somehow you will be saved. There is no one, do you understand? No one will help you. No one. So you have to go meet Mr. Six in Liverpool, right? Jack turned up there this morning and things have already blown up. And while you're doing that, Jim and I are going to track down King Mob and Fanny. Let's see. I'm not sure. I think this is all one page. All I'm saying is no way in hell... Excuse me. All I'm saying is no way am I riding around on that thing. Plausible, like Michael and... Let me see if that's actually... No. I don't think... this is a bit confusing. No, this is one panel. This is one complete panel. Does that sound... Oh, okay. Now I got it. Sometimes it's difficult to read the panels. Does that sound plausible? Plausible, like Michael and Lisa Marie being in love is plausible, girl, but I guess we don't got much choice now, do we? All I'm saying is no way am I riding around in that thing. You don't want to ride, sister. You can walk to the railroad station. This here's my vehicle. You know what I'm saying? This is one of the ways I express my uniqueness. Well, forgive me for thinking the name Invisibles meant he had to keep like a low profile. You're now suddenly we're riding around in the Crowmobile. I'm the controversial rap artiste Jim Crow's sister. I got a reputation to uphold as a hard, grave-digging motherfucker. Sometimes the more visible you are, the more invisible that can make you. Yeah, well, maybe I'm just being a little superstitious, but the idea of riding in a hearse is kind of less than thrilling, you know? We all gotta ride in one someday, sister. Might as well get comfortable. It's like using the radio source to pinpoint a third, except it's a psychic signal we're looking for. Thing is, King Mob's Psy Invisible Homeboy's got all kinds of shields and shit in his bald head, so we're gonna have to locate Fanny's trace and hope they're together. Shit, this city's the worst place I ever drove a car. Stop! Just pull over right there. What's all this? Heavy head work means we're going to need brain fuel. Trust me, I won't be long. How's the band? I didn't know you guys were playing London. First English tour. I should have seen it was too much of a coincidence. I knew the king was going to get himself in trouble. Scorpion Loa, name of Zaragoon, told me to give the man a message. Hey, smart drinks. Time to turbocharge those heads. You know, this is becoming an addiction, girl. What's that you say, Sir Miles? You liked me better with my wig on? I'm going in again, Franklin. He's ready to crack. When that last wall comes down, he's ours, body and soul. You're so bad, Sir Miles. Can't you see you're just annoying the soldier? If I don't punish you, he will. Look, I'm warning you. Pay close attention, Franklin. Watch how quickly he turns. How would you like if I just took hold of your little head and twisted? Ah! Franklin, I can't seem to move. I feel strange. Can you hear me, Franklin? The wall's falling. Something's making it fall, but I don't think it's me. Why can't I? Oh no. The Scorpion Gods taught me psychic martial arts techniques, Sir Miles. They taught me how to make mind traps convincing enough to fool any smart arse telepathic intruder. Mind traps like the one you're in now. And that's not all. They taught me how to do this! Sir Miles! Franklin! Help me! What? The cuffs? Yes, of course. Yes, I'll try to hurry. I just don't feel very well. For Christ's sake, Sir Miles! Why do I have to do this? Don't do it! Can't you see he's controlling your... Oh, look, my little puppet just fainted. Is it getting hot in here, darling? This is the kind of heat that brings on heart attacks. Can't you feel it? I don't know how you can breathe under that helmet. It must be so hard to breathe, right? It must be so hard to breathe. Right, just stay where you are. And where exactly is that, darling? Shit! Are you hallucinating? It's the heat. It's making the room spin, so you can hardly keep your balance. That can't be your heart, I hear, can it? Fuck! Oh, fuck! What's happening? Stop it! Make it stop! You want me to make it stop? Alright. Ugh! Come on, where are you, Fanny? Remember, we practiced this, baby. Where are you? Jim, is that you? Can you feel it? Yeah, that's Fanny. They must be keeping them right in town. Couldn't risk moving them. Yeah, we got a fix. Guess that means... Rawr. Quiet! For just one moment, please. Pinpointing the psychic trace here is a delicate operation. There! You're a little London bird. You know this place here. Arrgh! Hey, I ain't dissing you. Of course you know. I'm just asking you to kindly display some of that encyclopedic knowledge of London's geography. The game's afoot, you know what I'm saying? I'm not really sure what he's saying there. Oh, God! God Almighty! Stop or I'll... Or you'll what? You won't get out of here. There are others. You can kill me if you want. It won't make any difference. You'll belong to us in the end. Already killed you. I ripped off your aura. Excuse me. I already killed you. I ripped off your aura. But one more thing before I leave. How many fingers am I holding up, Sir Miles? Just two, you old bastard. Just two. God damn you, you won't make it. Look at you, you're dying. Well, I'll die free, Sir Miles. What about you? Be seeing you. Christ, one foot in front of the other. It's the easiest thing No! It's me! It's Fanny, don't shoot. It's me. Oh my God, what have they done? This is all my fault. I shouldn't have taken those drugs last night. I shouldn't have gone with that terrible man. You're telling me the others aren't with you? No, I thought not. Ugh! I used Sir Miles' handkerchief to make a little doll. I'm sorry it took so long. I couldn't make my magic work while I was still high. Just let me find some water, and then we can get out of here. I think the others are looking for us. I felt some kind of probe. Fanny, I can't make it. Can't even stand. Can't believe this. I'm dying. What's my face look like? My mirror, like the elephant man with skin cancer. Your face, you look a little beaten up, but that's all. Honestly, it must have been the drug. You're not just saying to cheer me up, are you? Darling, I'm an ex-prostitute. If I was trying to cheer you up, you'd know all about it. Your face is fine. Thank Christ for that. Don't think I could bear to die ugly. Are you ready to come down yet? Somewhere in the distance, the world's great cities are burning like birthday candles. Gideon Stargrave's Odin trip, 9 days and nights, hung like a tarot card. A ritual sacrifice to himself has borne fruit. Working class messiah, crown and conjuring pinup boy of the Aeon with no name, Stargrave rises to meet the flaming dawn. That was weird. I thought I was somewhere being tortured. I suppose that's the sort of thing that happens when you hang upside down from electricity pylon for 9 days. I didn't want you to miss all the fun. It's the dawn of a new age, Gideon. Christ, I hope not. We only just got rid of the old one. Still, how about a toast, sis? To chaos. Stargrave farts like Gabriel's trumpet. Love, pop, fashion, magic. A new and tasty world rises from its bloody birth fluids, opens its eyes, blinks, and grins, nice and smooth. Something's wrong in the other room. She says, her voice choring and crackling like B radio, hissing syllables of cold static, leaving oral cobwebs, corrosive nets of anti-speech, viral mantras which dissolve flesh or trigger irreversible brain damage. The king of all tears howls, summoning his weapons, his cloak of inks, his neuroworm larvae and nanofactories, and the nest of razors in her womb coils sharply, hypodermic implants and irrigator with seething liquid macro intelligence. She interfaces with super-dimensional libraries of vast and immaculate hatred. The bone hooks between her legs clash and bite eagerly. Her armor, fast breeding down through microscopic breaches in the reality grid, crawling bacterial possession, ectoplasmic parasites condensing to matte black shockproof skin, soft valves and tubes penetrate her, dissolve her to a mollusk curled in a shell of super-adaptive antimaterial. Soldier Nun of the Order of Fevers, prioress of the Outer Church, the Cold Church, the Barren Altar, wedded to nothing. Castrated woman, demoness, Kelly Unbound. Miss Dwyer, dressed for the hunt. I have a real bad attitude towards trains. Can I please have one of your matches? Just one? That's willpower. I've tried to get all this shit out of my head, but some things just stick, and all it takes is something like a train to bring it back. It was 6 years ago, but it feels like it's still happening. Shoot me, for God's sake, shoot me. I'm a pretty reasonable person, but I could get to really hate trains. Don't let them put me on that train. How I became invisible. And it's there that we're going to go ahead and stop it. We've seen what happened to King Mob and how they tortured him and how he won with his mind. Very, very powerful lesson there. Definitely go back and, you know, study and read it, because this is a comic you got to study. There's a lot of things you can learn from it. Definitely strengthen your mind. A lot of people don't strengthen their mind. I've got to work on that myself. I might even be able to stop my ear ringing a little bit. It's all in your head, you know. Did you know that your ear ringing isn't actually your ear, it's your brain? Oh yeah, go look that up. It's your brain that causes your ear to ring. That's why if you take things that don't, that's why they prescribe vitamins. Or, you know, anything that you, and I'm talking about like, you know, if you look up anything for ear ringing on the internet, it's a vitamin supplement. It's something that changes your body, your brainwave pattern, so that you either don't hear it or that it just kind of stops, you don't notice it. See, I could take my lion's mane mushroom and it'll just stop. I won't notice it. But yeah, you just have to kind of, depends on what you're doing. So yeah, that's just something you can do. You can train your mind to do a lot of things. They even recommend CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, for ear ringing, which is really interesting. So yeah, it's a lot of stuff in your head that causes your ears to ring. Alright, so at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will be out with Grimm's Comics Corner with the Invisibles, and we'll have more next time.